Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
A Michiana tradition continues. Welcome to Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
And welcome back to Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat on your home of the Fighting Irish, Sports Radio 960 WSBT, and your home for tonight's championship game. The Purdue Boilermakers take on the UConn Huskies. Our coverage starts at 6:30 game time, a little after 9 o'clock here in South Bend. And joining us from Phoenix, the site of the Final Four, is Hall of Fame basketball coach, retired coach from Bethel College, Mike Lightfoot. Coach, it's good to be with you. It's got to be an exciting time out in Phoenix today.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're thinking about March Madness, and now we're coming to the final game. And, you know, I think as you did your brackets, they all blew up, but there's two teams that are still holding strong. I think everybody was hoping at some point to see this matchup between two powerhouses in college basketball. So it's going to be an exciting, exciting night. And of course, it's really exciting when Purdue's finally in the Final Four. It's going to be a special, special night for everybody.
I guess we have to erase what happened on Saturday. Purdue just did not have one of their best games, but Coach, they are just so deep and so talented, they still won by double digits.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. You know, I think that we'd all say that they didn't have their A game in many ways, especially at the guard position. You know, I think that that was obvious for everybody that's watching. But, you know, the thing about it, it doesn't matter if you win ugly, you just win and you advance. And, you know, now you've got yourself in a position to play for the national championship. And we all know crazy things can happen. But at the same time, if they all play well, they're going to bring home a national championship.
Coach, what is it about Matt Painter that allows his program to have so much success?
He's the best coach in America, I think. That's just my own opinion. I know there's a lot of people that, but being around him, seeing how he works, seeing how he delegates with his staff, seeing how he has continuity in his staff, he just does an amazing job of preparing his team, teaching his team, demanding that they play for one another. There's not an ego. The egos are left outside, and his culture is one that's unique, especially in the world of the portal, that he's been able to just keep his players there and recruit pretty much great Indiana kids.
Coach, I love the fact he's been there 19 years and he's had just one McDonald's All-American. That was Caleb Swanigan. That shows you he is an excellent roster builder. He doesn't need the supposed five-star player in order to win a lot of conference championships and win a lot of games in the NCAA tournament. Maybe he'll add a national championship to his resume tonight.
You know, lots of times when you put a team together, you're looking at what best fits you as a coach, and that's what he does. He finds guys that are really high character individuals, people that know the game. You have to have a great basketball IQ to play for Matt Painter because they run so many wrinkles and so many sets. I think I shared they run 20 different sets for every opponent they play with different wrinkles. And so you got to have, you may not be the most athletic person, but you're going to play hard and play for one another and play the way he wants you to play.
Well, you have been in Matt Painter's shoes in the national championship game, and hopefully, like you, he will have a national championship victory. Of course, you have multiple championship victories. What was it like for you as a coach on game day of the national championship game? Were you able to keep everything like a normal game day, or is that impossible?
It was impossible for me. I think Matt will handle it a lot better than I will. I did, but at the same time, you're just constantly thinking about, did you leave anything off? Did you not cover something? But, you know, I think you're always wondering the what ifs. What happens if Edie gets his second foul early? What happens if we get something where we didn't, if somebody goes down with an ankle? You're just trying to think about all the what ifs. In reality, it's not going to matter because once you get in the game, the game happens, coaches are constantly trying to think about outside the box, what could happen. In reality, you just got to focus in on the now and just focus in on the game and make sure that your players don't come in tight. That was my biggest concern was, hey, we've got here because we're good. We got here because we played well. Let's just go out and have fun and not tighten up because it happens to be a national championship game.
Hall of Fame coach from Bethel College, Mike Lightfoot, joining me from the Final Four. Maybe I'm overthinking this, and that's why I'm not a coach, but obviously Braden Smith did not have one of his better games for Purdue in the national semifinals. Just a strange sequence where he went over and back twice, just dribbling near the center line, had trouble getting shots to fall early in the game. As a coach, do you do something tonight to get him involved early and allow maybe some good things to happen, or is that overthinking it?
Yeah, I think sometimes you play so many games, but, you know, the thing about UConn guards, they have length, they're big, they're strong. That's going to be the same thing. So they did make adjustments in the second half and coming back and using a big man to screen to take the pressure off him on the ball handling. You know, let somebody else bring the ball up occasionally rather than just all the responsibility. Because you look at, he can be, wears himself out just bringing the ball against pressure. And that's going to affect your shot. That's going to affect everything about your game. And so I look for them to kind of change that up a little bit. But he's going against maybe even tougher guards tonight than he did on the first night of this tournament.
Maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask since my team gave up a 30-0 run to UConn in the Elite Eight. And I feel like I got ran over by a truck. And I thought Illinois was a really good team, but they just got steamrolled. What is your biggest concern with Purdue going up against UConn tonight?
I've had the same concern from the very beginning that, Zach Edey gets two fouls early. Stop Zach Edey. It's not doubling the way you stop Zach Edey is not, doing all sorts of crazy things or letting him just get his points. The way you stop Zach Edey is get him on the bench. And I think the only way you can do that is attack him. Now, UConn has the ability to do that with their length and size and depth in the front line. So that would be my major concern if you're talking to Zach Edey during the game or before or in film. You just can't just foul. You can't go over the back. You've got to make sure that you're smart with your decisions so you don't get in foul trouble. But if he gets in foul trouble, they're not as good defensively. Of course, they're not as good on the boards, and that's where UConn will really make hay.
I'll tell you what, the thing about UConn, we all agree they are a machine. They have been fabulous the last 2 years. And I don't mean this as a negative toward UConn, but what's amazing about them, Coach, if you're just an average or an above-average fan, or maybe even a big fan of college basketball, sometimes you can't name any of their guys because they're all good. And there's not like there's one superstar like a Zach Edey on that team, Coach. They kind of almost put you to sleep. They have so much talent. It's hard to pick like this guy or that guy is their best player. That's my big concern coming into this game. They're just so deep, so good in transition. And I worry about Purdue in transition defensively tonight.
Yeah, I think they are. They're just so long length. They can just keep bringing people off the bench and they got people that can step out. Bigs that can step out and shoot. And really, if you look at it, they have not won against a big man like this, I don't think, all year, where he is versatile. He can score. He can shoot from three. He can attack the basket. He's long. He's going to give Edey a little trouble on that jump hook because of his length and size. So, yeah, I think that that would be the same concerns I have. But, you know, the same thing, they got to guard Edey too.
Yeah.
And, he can get, he gets everybody in foul trouble. So, UConn's saying the same thing. We got to stay out of foul trouble. Make him earn his shots, but don't foul him.
Coach, you have the amazing opportunity to spend time at practice with Matt Painter and also here at Notre Dame with Micah Shrewsbury. When you sit and watch those two practices, is Micah's philosophies and the way he attacks practice and game management similar to Matt Painter?
Yeah, he's just, 15, 16 years behind Matt when it comes to being a head coach. But, yeah, there are similarities in a lot of things they do. They have a little Brad Stevens, and you know, then you just see some of the things that are happening out there, but the intensity in practice, the mental toughness in practice that Micah has and is developing at Notre Dame is exactly what Matt has done through the years of the Gene Katie. He's just taken that to another level. So yeah, those things are still happening. And they're very, very similar. And I think the floor plan that Micah is setting at Notre Dame is going to be exactly the plan that you're going to be seeing in South Bend for the next 10 years.
Coach Lightfoot, have you ran into Gene Katie at all down in Phoenix? And if not, just how do you think how special it is for him right now? I mean, the smile on his face throughout the tournament is so noticeable.
Yeah, and it's really good because he was living in Myrtle Beach, and Matt really wanted him to get back into the area around Purdue, try to get him involved in Lafayette, get him involved in the basketball program. It was really neat when he got a piece of the net as well. So he loves that coach. He loves, you know, when you think of the coach, college coaches, he just loves Coach Katie and wants him to be a part of things as much as possible. So what a special time for Coach Katie as well.
Final question for you. For all the Boilermaker fans out there, besides Zach Edey, give me one Boilermaker tonight that could be the X factor, or Matt needs this young man to play a really, really good game tonight.
Good question. I think Fletcher Lawyer has got to be a person that steps out and consistently hits threes. I think he tried to force some things or driving to the rim. I think, you know, draw fouls. But I think he's got to have one of those games that he had early in the year against Alabama. I think he's got to be able to get 15 points and really help, you know, take the heat off of Smith and Edey and everybody else. So what's the pick to click, I think, for them to be successful is that Fletcher Lawyer's got to have a really solid game tonight.
Coach, for many years, the Big Ten's been the butt of a lot of jokes. But I tell you what, if Purdue wins tonight, they'll have the football and the men's basketball national championship within the conference. And you know what? That's pretty doggone good considering there's a lot of changes coming to the Big Ten next year.
There sure is. It's going to be a new era in the Big Ten. But it would be great for the Big Ten. It would be great for the Big Midwest. It would be great for Indiana, except for Indiana fans. I sat with some Indiana fans down here, and they just despise the thought that Purdue's in a championship game. So that love is not transferred over to Indiana fans. They're still rooting for them to get beat.
Well, as an Illinois fan, I'm all in on the Boilermakers tonight. I hope they get it done, that's for sure. Coach, enjoy your time down there in Phoenix.
We've got
sunshine and 71 today, so we kind of feel like we're with you.
That's really good. I like the thought of that. That sounds good. We've enjoyed Phoenix. We've enjoyed the heat. It's actually pretty warm, but you know what? I'm not going to complain. No. I know there's still chilly days ahead when I get back to South Bend.
And the Cubs are winning.
And the Cubs are winning, and so are the Cardinals.
Yeah, not as much as the Cubbies, that's for sure. And Matt Painter loves his Cubbies just like you, so you guys
have a lot in common. We love to talk about the Cubs.
All right. Coach, thank you so much for doing this.
Alrighty.
Safe travels back to South Bend area. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Darren. Take care.
That's Mike Lightfoot, Hall of Fame basketball coach from Bethel College. And Sports Beat continues in just a moment on your home of the Irish in tonight's national championship game, Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.